When it's all said and done, some areas could see as much as 10 inches of rain or more, but there could be some light at the end of the tunnel.
Your Thursday is going to be more partly sunny, very humid, very breezy, with some squalls moving through. They won't be the long-lasting periods of rain.
But meteorologist Jeff Huffman with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network adds that Cindy's calling card is still out there for now.
I am still concerned about the heavy downpours causing some flash flooding during those times of squalls, and also of concern is still the tornado risks, especially if you get any type of heating in between the rounds of heavy rain.
After meandering in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday, Cindy began moving toward the Louisiana-Texas border Wednesday evening. Jason Beeman with the National Weather Service in Mobile says 4 to 6 inches of rain fell in the western panhandle from Tuesday night to midday Wednesday.
You go over into Santa Rosa, Okaloosa County, that's 6 to 8 inches. Some areas seen upwards of 10 inches. And going forward, we'll see multiple rounds of heavy rain, an additional 4 to 8 inches, with vocally higher amounts possible.
The Pensacola area is on the eastern side of Cindy, meaning the major rain threat stretches from southeastern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle.
We have what we call a deep atmospheric river of moisture that extends all the way south into the Caribbean Sea, actually. So a deep plume of tropical moisture is just streaming into our area, gradually moving west of the Florida Panhandle during the day on Thursday, but still got at least another 24 hours of very heavy rain to go.
The heavy rain and severe weather have led to a number of closings in the area, such as Navarre and Pensacola beaches and Gulf Islands National Seashore. Numerous streets were either closed or their access limited because of high water.
We do have a handful of roads that are closed due to flooding that we typically see flood during these types of situations.
John Dosh is Escambia County's emergency director.
Certainly the roads are closed out at the beaches. 399, if you're headed from Pensacola Beach to Navarre, that's closed. If you're trying to get on a Fort Pickens, that's certainly closed as well because those are low-lying areas. We had a report Main Street from A to Barrancas was closed. That's a typical spot that floods when we have some heavy rains.
The Emergency Operations Center has been monitoring the situation at Level 3, their lowest activation. Water has been ponding in some low-lying areas, and retention ponds are said to be either at or approaching full capacity. Rivers and creeks, says Dosh, are also up, but appear to be holding their own for now.
The big concern right now is that the soils are very saturated. The drainage system itself is filled up and is trying to drain as quickly as it can. But if we get a whole bunch more rain, especially if we get it all at once, it could be problematic for us.
When flooding threatens, Dosh says other protective measures need to be taken, especially by those living in low-lying areas.
You know, if you're starting to see floodwaters come up close to the house, you might want to consider going to try to get out of the floodwaters. Certainly, if you come upon any floodwaters in the roadways, don't try to go through it. Try to find your another way around. The Weather Service uses the term, turn around, don't drown. They don't want you driving through the water.
Thunderstorms, some packing the potential for tornadoes, moved through the area on Wednesday, and more could be on the way. As for the days ahead, forecaster Jason Beeman says the dryout is still a few days off.
Even as Cindy moves inland and moves off to the northeast and weakens, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms that will produce locally heavy rainfall. Now, we'll get the widespread heavy rain out of here by Friday, but we'll have to still contend with showers and thunderstorms probably through early next week as well.
Residents are urged to stay alert, monitor weather conditions through the Weather Channel and local media, and be prepared to take the necessary actions. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.